Well, was the riot your worst experience associated with all of this, or is there something
worse? I don't consider it a worst experience. I mean, it was an interesting experience, and I mean, I just thought that the Atlanta police handled it extremely badly. You know, I mean, but it's just like everywhere in the country, they're all freaking out about narcotics. Narcotics. I mean, come on, it was marijuana.
Yeah.
Good grief. I just, people are still nuts on the subject. I mean, even the Obama administration is going after medical marijuana clinics. Man, what? 40 years later, they're still doing this nonsense? It's just ludicrous.
It's a waste of money, effort, everything.
Yeah, it is. And you got all these people in jail for what? For drugs.
And now for a while, they tried to make the jails profit-making, and they discovered that didn't work. So now they've got to empty them all out.
They are profit-making for people who run them, for the CCA, the Corrections
Corporation of America. Well, they've built several of them in South Georgia for just that reason. Uh-huh. But in the last year, they're going under. They're not as profitable as they thought they were going
to
be.
But there's an architectural firm that I used to do courier work for, Rossa Fabrap,
uh-huh.
And that is their main business, designing prisons.
Yeah.
I mean, so it is amazing.
They discovered these things like prisoners got sick and you have to feed them, you know, and
right.
That kind of cuts into your cost estimates. They don't stay raw materials.
The United States, in terms of percentage of its population, has more people in prison than any other country in the world.
That's shocking.
And it's at least half of it, probably more than half of it, is drug related.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. Just legalize it. But the problem really is that there are too many people now that the drug business has gone to such an enormous extent that make profits off the drug trade, even though you look at these South American cartels and the Mexican cartels, and they're awash in money. I mean, they're literally billions.
Yeah.
But the Federal Reserve in Miami, for example, has reported a surplus of funds every year since at least 1970, probably before 1970 as well. So that's well over 40 years of solid profits for the Federal Reserve. It should balance out at some point. But it will never, because they're just laundering all this money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they have an enormous profit there. And those profits are fueling
all types of criminal activities.
All the real estate businesses in Miami, all those high rises in Miami and everything, that's all drug money.
Well, and I think only
not directly, but through washing it through the Federal Reserve and whatever. I mean, it's
people making their profit along the way,
and that money is reinvested. I mean, you're talking about billions of dollars. There are a lot of people that you would be shocked to find out. I mean, these are reputable financial institutions, but they have a hand in the drug money. I mean, it's billions of dollars
it's kind of like
every
the
year.
Slavery trade and
yes.
1860s, how many upstanding corporations or companies were still involved in it?
Right.
Well, I think there's also a huge profitable industry now in the anti-drug.
Yes.
Not just drug rehabilitation, which is a great thing, but and harassing people and working up fears. The DARE program, God, they got so much money, and all the time I taught, they were always coming in and just horror story after horror story. One kid, after a while, a cop talked on and said, I know this young man that did this. I know the young man that did this and that. Said, well, what's the lesson you've gotten? The little girl said, if you're a friend of yours, you're going to die. That was the message she got out of it.
Not far from the truth.
This guy I knew, and he died from this, and this woman I knew.
It's probably not what he meant.
No, he didn't quite look too happy about that. That was the message she got. Do not be friends with this policeman or you will die.
But, I mean, just in terms of big corporations having a tie to the drug, I mean, it's been happening for a long time, but the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Company was founded on the profits of the opium trade that the British forced the Chinese at point of guns to engage in.
Well,
and this is, the Chinese are still bitter about this, you know. I mean, and it led to Hong Kong and all this. But the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company is now called HSBC. It's one of the largest financial institutions in the world. Mm-hmm. But it was initially founded on opium.
Yeah,
the money from that.
Historian was pointing out to me how, in the long range of things, that the Vietnam War was just the last of the opium wars, fought in plane of jars and everything, just like.
And the CIA was heavily engaged in all that drug traffic, as Albert Crosby's book is, the politics of heroin in South Asia.
Well, and I think that's what then reflected back to, I think, the flood of hard drugs in the U.S. was.
Right.
I think they had a lot of drugs. They got to figure out what to do with them, so they sold them, just like they later did with cocaine coming in from South America. We traded your guns for drugs. Now what do we do with the drugs?
There was a lot of black folks who were involved in the movement then think that that the government used drugs to disrupt the movement in the early 70s in black communities across the country. Because there was just an influx of hard drugs and people didn't know how to deal with it. I mean, it's just all sorts of organizations just disrupted by the drug trade.
Well, the observation that, small observation, but it's something I saw with my own eyes, right at the end of the strip along Peachtree, and you turn and go down 11th Street to the pool hall. I remember seeing cops on the corners turning guys' pockets out looking for joints. Mm-hmm. And you turn the corner, and there's a dude sitting cross-legged with a blanket laid out with filled syringes for sale. And I know they saw him.
Had to.
And paid no attention whatsoever. And you could tell he wasn't in the least bit paranoid about being bothered. Mm-hmm. And filled works laid out on a blanket for sale. I couldn't believe it. Thought, now this is, you're hassling for joints here, and around here you've got dangerous hard narcotics, and you're not bothering these people.
Yeah. But a lot of the cops used to confiscate it, and then they'd deal it on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.